Morbidly obese daughter insists that I'm fat shaming her, so I forced her to go to the doctor. So my daughter is 275 pounds at 5'5 and 15 years old. Every metric we have ever used states that she is morbidly obese, but she just refuses to accept it. You see, my daughter has always been a bigger person, but it was only in the last 2 years that stuff has really taken off. She has gained over 100 pounds in these 2 years, and as her mother I am genuinely worried about her health. I have talked to her many times about it, trying to understand why she has been eating so much and why she has gained so much weight seemingly for no reason. Yet she refuses to talk about it. What's worse, is that anytime I claim anything at all about health problems related to obesity, she tells me I am fat shaming her and that people like me are a big problem in today's society. That I am the reason bigger people, who can't help it, as she puts it, are discriminated against. That when people see a fat person, it is presumed that they are lazy and unhealthy, people who cannot take care of themselves. And that me trying to push this narrative of obese people being at risk of health is exactly what is causing that. I have tried pushing back on this a lot about her. I have tried every logical way I can to explain to her that being obese is indeed unhealthy. I have tried to tell her about the heart problems, tried presenting research papers, even giving basic examples about how your joints are forced to carry a load they shouldn't be, but no matter what I do, I always get told I am fat shaming her. Another huge problem is that my daughter seems to push this lifestyle of obesity and claim it is perfectly normal. She often tells me to just get over her weight, that she should be allowed to be fat, and that as a parent I make her feel unwelcomed in my house due to her weight. It has gotten to the point where she refuses to go grocery shopping with me, because seeing me pick up vegetables or fruit and buy them is triggering for her, and that I am contributing to fat phobia by not buying junk food. One of the times we went grocery shopping together, she cried on the way home because I refused to buy her Ben and Jerry's. So one massive problem that we have been having is my daughter's refusal to go to the doctor and get her health checked out. She, of course, claims that doctors are fatphobic a-holes and they will say whatever they need to in order to keep pushing this narrative of fat people being unhealthy. The last time we spoke about it, I put my foot down and told my daughter that she is going to the doctor to get her metrics checked, because I cannot live with a daughter who gets heavier over time and is on track to be 400 pounds by 18. What I said was very harsh, I'll admit. But I was at my wit's end with it all. My daughter got super angry, and started calling me fatphobic, that I'm fat shaming her, saying that she will live how she wants to live, and asked, who am I, to tell her what she can or can't do. It was at this point I realized that there was no way to get her to go on her own free will, so I came up with an idea. The next day I came into her room as she was eating takeout and watching Netflix, and offered her a deal. I asked her in the nicest way I could, if she thought fat people were actually healthy and said that perhaps I had been looking at it wrong the entire time. She scoffed at me and said thank you, finally. Then I made my offer. I offered her $1,000. All she has to do is go to the doctor's office and if the results come back and state she is fully healthy, she can have the $1,000. She was ecstatic at this offer. I told her I'll even let her pick the doctor to ensure she can pick the least biased one. Well, a few weeks later we went to the doctor. We got her checked out, and the results came back 2 weeks after that. We went through them with the doctor, and what do you know, my daughter is at risk of various health problems. And at this moment of time, is very unhealthy. The doctor explained to my daughter very calmly that she is obese, and that the way she is right now, with her current sedentary lifestyle and eating habits, she is on track to have serious health problems. The doctor went into details about the dangers of it all. When we got home, I had a serious talk with her. I expected her to scream, cry and call fat phobia, but I was wrong. She seemed very responsive to it, and she said it opened her eyes a lot. She admitted that she searched for a doctor who holds a stance where he is biased towards fat people not being as unhealthy as society makes them out to be. And even then she had to face the cold, harsh truth. This happened yesterday, and last night was also when we decided to make a change. She seems determined to be healthier and this morning asked if we could go pick up veggies from the supermarket.